Hello, little explorer. Did you go on an adventure today? Did you explore anything new? Being a little explorer means we're always learning and exploring the world around us, and sometimes even out of this world. Tonight, we are going somewhere special. Before you go to sleep, we're going to go beyond our planet on a magical journey into space. Are you ready? First, we have to prepare for our journey by slowing down our breath. One fun way to use your breath to help you calm down is to breathe into a different part of your body and feel it relax. Would you like to try it with me, little explorer? Here we go. Breathe in and breathe into your toes. Feel your toes as you take a big breath in and then let it out. Feel your toes go all soft and relaxed. Now, breathe into your legs. Into your legs. And then breathe out and feel your legs go soft. Now, let's breathe into your belly. Into your belly. And when you breathe out, feel your tummy go all soft. Great job. We're nearly there. Now, let's breathe into your face. And breathe out and feel your cheeks, your nose, even your ears go all soft. Wow, well done. Now that you are calm and relaxed, little explorer, let's go exploring. Exploring into space. Ready? All great explorers have a backpack. And in your backpack, you have a special jetpack that can blast you up into space. All you need to do is to put on your backpack. And space helmet. And then take in a big breath. Ready? Here we go. Breathe in. Whoosh. Up, up, up we go. Up over your house. Up over your town or city. Above your country, above the whole of planet Earth. Up and up through the clouds and into the twinkly stars and planets in the night sky. Whoosh! Oh, look, we're here. How amazing does it feel to be floating up here in space? Now, guess where we are going to explore tonight, little explorer? We're going to a place that we can see almost every night. It's the moon. Do you ever look up at the night sky and see the moon? Have you ever noticed that sometimes it looks small and sometimes it looks big? And sometimes it looks like a smiling face? Some say there is a man on the moon, and we can see his face. But is there really a man on the moon? Shall we go on a mission to find out? Let's fire up our jetpacks again and whoosh through the stars to find out. Whoosh. Oh, look. Here it is. Let's float down and land gently on the surface. Wow. It's very grey. I can see lots of big, dark shapes that look like holes on the moon. And it's quite rocky and bumpy. Let's take a closer look. Oh, I see. I think these dark areas of the moon are called Maria, which actually means seas in another language. But they're not actually seas or oceans. They're craters or big holes. They are like empty seas without water and were made by hot lava billions of years ago. And guess what? It is these shapes and dark areas that, from a long way away on Earth, make it look like a smiling face. Ah, looks like we solved our mystery, little explorer. The big dark areas or craters of the moon, called Maria's, make the shape of a smiling face. There's no man on the moon. Now that we've solved that mystery, shall we fly back home? Back home to our planet? Back into bed for a long sleep. As you fly back, take a moment to think about all the things you are thankful for in your home, your community, and your planet. Tonight, I'm really grateful for our moon. One of my favorite things to do is look up at night and see the different shapes of the moon. Sometimes it's full. Sometimes it's silvery and thin. But it's always so beautiful. Aren't we lucky to live on our planet? What are you thankful for? Are you thankful for the big, bright moon? Or for lovely, warm hugs and cuddles? as you float back down into bed, fill your mind with all the things that make you happy, especially the people you love and who love you back. Landing softly back in your bed now, ready for a great night's sleep. Waking up in the morning, feeling healthy and happy and ready to explore the world again tomorrow. Good night, little one.